This program is brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you like what you hear and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.
Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. Our Wavelength repeats at 3 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Mondays. Today's show starts with some sound works by Douglas Lucas, who runs a record label exploring esoteric influences and practices based in New York City. The label goes by the title of Arcana Machine, and I first became aware of it by way of a cassette release of Kenneth Anger and Brian Butler's Technicolor Skull, with Kenneth Anger performing on theremin. That was followed by Vanessa Sinclair and Carl Abrahamson's Cut to Fit the Mouth, also on cassette. Both of these cassette releases have been played on Wavelength, and coming soon, another cassette release by Zev called Four Quarters, which is due out on November the 10th. You can also get a Kenneth Anger, Brian Butler, Technicolor Skull t-shirt available in extra large from the Arcana Machine website. Douglas Lucas is an artist and curator living and working in Brooklyn, New York. His work involves a variety of media in the fields of recording, appropriation, performance, and installation. He has frequently curated art, sound, and film events and exhibitions since 2011. For more information about his work, visit www.douglas-lucas.org. And so today we start with Sonic Spells by Douglas Lucas, obtainable as downloads from his website, douglas-lucas.org. And to quote from Douglas's own descriptions, these compositions reflect my work with sound as art and magic. Designed to function as sonic spells, each piece is intended to evoke forces that induce a variety of specific responses from the listener. Each track lasts exactly 666 seconds, or just over 11 minutes. And the one that's playing at the moment is the third of the three sonic spells, which is the most minimal, or perhaps subliminal. This one is called Visions. Apparently best heard at midnight and repeated on a loop throughout the night to trigger and aid dreams. 666 seconds. The sounds are of vinyl records, a pencil tracing an Icelandic stave, and a binaural tone, delta wave 40 to 42. And binaural tones were apparently discovered in 1839 by Heinrich Wilhelm Dove. And binaural tones are auditory processing artifacts, or apparent sounds, the perception of which arises in the brain, independent of physical stimuli. Originating in the superior olivary nucleus, a part of the brain stem, delta waves are associated with dreams, REM sleep, meditation, and loss of body awareness. The other two tracks of sonic spells, one is called New Dawn, and the other is Gloam. So I might fade out this one event after a few minutes, the one that's played Visions. It's possibly a bit subtle for airplay, but still. If you want to investigate further, you can go to douglas-lucas.org. About Heinrich Wilhelm Dove. When Dove was around 35 years old and teaching in a secondary school, he noticed an interesting phenomenon. He put a subject in a room. On one side of the room, he placed a tuning fork with a listening tube that ran from the fork to the subject's ear. And on the other side of the room, he placed another tuning fork and another tube running up to the subject's other ear. The two forks didn't quite vibrate at the same frequency. One, for example, would vibrate at 450 Hz and the other at 470 Hz. The subject could hear the difference, but they could hear it as a combined sound, one slow beat, now known as a binaural beat. And binaural beats were just a curiosity until the 1970s, when Dr. Gerald Oster noticed that people varied in sensitivity to binaural beats and that people with some neurological conditions couldn't hear them. Perhaps they could be used as a diagnostic tool. Since then, they've exploded. People suggest listening to binaural beats in order to experience lucid dreaming, lessen pain, unlock creativity, and even improve sexual experience. They are peddled as meditation aids, intelligence boosters, and ways to treat hyperactivity. Heinrich Dove found the ultimate trend in New Age medicine 150 years before its time. And according to this website, they suggest that it was a pity he didn't think to market them in his day, so two tuning forks and two rubber tubes could have netted him a fortune. But these are combined into sonic spells composed by Douglas Lucas. Yeah, well, that was New Dawn, best heard at dawn, to evoke new states of mind and ideas for illuminative effects. The sounds are of an infant, cellos, guitar and the sun. And that is one of three sonic spells by Douglas Lucas. For more information, go to www.douglas-lucas.org. And this next track is Gloam, best heard at dusk, to induce a state of natural mind in order to act accordingly, with twilight effects. Each of these tracks is 666 seconds. The sounds on this are male and female voices, an ox war horn, a V1 buzz bomb, the planet Mars, birds, Vela Pulsar, vinyl record, and goats. And a quick plug for myself. Heated Gloves will be screening on November the 22nd at Nowhere Bethnal Green. So that's no dot w dot here. That's a 2-hour film of Captain Morris Seddon, Royal Signals retired, whose voice has featured prominently on Wavelength over the years. So that's film screening Heated Gloves at Nowhere, no dot w dot here, Bethnal Green, November the 22nd. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. You're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. Contrary to what I said earlier, Wavelength repeats at 3 p.m. on Mondays, not at 3 a.m. and 3 p.m., just at 3 p.m. And those were three tracks by Douglas Lucas, Sonic Spells, each one lasting 666 seconds. And they were released on November the 2nd, 2017. Douglas works in a variety of media and is also the director or founder of Arcana Machine, which issues cassette releases by Kenneth Anger, notably. Kenneth Anger and Brian Butler, and also Vanessa Sinclair and Carl Abrahamson. Yeah, the film Heated Gloves, which I mentioned earlier, the film I made about Captain Morris Seddon in 2015, that is screening at Nowhere, which is no.w.here, and that is at 316 to 318 Bethnal Green Road, London E20AG, and that's the 22nd of November. From 7 until 10. There will be a Q&A with the director, that's me, with Richard Thomas, apparently, at the end of the film. Yeah, so Heated Gloves, get there at 6:45, book your tickets at Eventbrite. Probably a good idea if you're interested. To book for that, because it's a small cinema. I suspect it probably, I think it only seats about 30 people. Okay, so that was Douglas Lucas. And coming up next, a record. Well, actually, a few weeks ago, maybe two or three weeks ago, we interviewed, that is Ed Baxter and myself, spoke to Anthony Moore on the phone about his recent release called Ore Talks, which seems slightly apposite or relevant to the mood of this week's programme. Ore Talks is by Anthony Moore and Horgruppe Therapeutische Köln. It's a double LP. And we talked so much during that programme that we didn't really get the chance to hear too much of the record. So I'm going to rectify that this week, and we'll play a fairly long track, about sort of 16-minute track by Anthony Moore from Ore Talks.
The ethereal skin of interference, the ESI manifesting at the outer limits of our senses, is the steady state thermodynamic apparition known as the world about us. Assuming the word state can describe something continuously unstable, as in a continuous state of change. There is a faint blur around the edges of things. That's because nothing actually is. All things are simultaneously coming and going. This means something more yielding than a binary difference is needed to apprehend the subtle, etiolated now of what is perceived. Something like an ear, for it is an instrument evolved to capture the voices of the dead. Sounds can only exist as they cease to be. The now, like a sound, must die as it happens. That anything can be both here and not here is incomprehensible to the binary intelligence, and a more extended net of understanding needs to be in place in order to gather the coexistence of either and both. The ESI is an organ of simultaneous reversibility, the otoacoustic transmitting ear. Similarly, the act of seeing is an act of sending, which radiates out to encounter oncoming rays of light emitted by the object. This Empedoclean notion from his theory of pause exerts a powerful attraction when it emerges that that which drives the two impulses to head for each other is no more than desire, the wish to illuminate that which seeks light, listening out for what wishes to make itself heard. Furthermore, the theory begins to push active perception outside and away from the body. Does it therefore push the consciousness of what is received outside the body too? Our ears seek out ever fainter sounds from all around us at greater and greater distances. It takes time to reach out through the air to collect the cries of gulls, of voices, and machinery. This work is called extra mission than is carried out by the transmitting ear, and the doing of this work itself creates noise in the form of otoacoustic emissions. Through these sounds produced by the ear brain, we are permitted to reach internally, and there we discover and listen to the sound of our own unheard voice mingling with all the auditory memories remembered, half remembered, and perhaps forgotten. Listening inwards is like looking at your own retina. There might be a tendency to think of ourselves as surrounded from without, on all sides, information flying at us, colliding with our senses, meteorites of stuff hitting our skin. But noises are also generated from within, which may include the noise of our thoughts, as well as the physical sound of the body at work. Sadly, for many tinnitus sufferers, this sound is often imagined, rightly or wrongly, to be the noise of something broken within the machinery of the self. The untime of now is what appears on the ethereal skin of interference, lit up by head-on impacts of information, riding on carrier waves of attraction and streaming from source to source, issued by broadcasting receivers, which might themselves be no more than nodes or antinodes in the standing waves of the neuronal multiverse. The site of the ESI is precisely at that place where a retarded half wave meets an advanced half wave, the answer on its way towards the question, coming into being when projected on itself. Absorber theory, dismantled by its constructors, still stirs in the thickening air. Earlier models may have posited source and destination as distinct and separate. Now, source and destination display simultaneous and equal activity. They may still be separate, but it appears they communicate faster than the speed of thought. How might we accept this conception of a shared pre-knowledge? Does it require superluminality? The instantaneous acknowledgement over a distance that a pair of processes should converge seems to require it. But perhaps the nature of the distance is misunderstood and could be considered rather as a vertical interval on the spectrum of the present. In such an organized, harmonious, and simultaneous relationship, the agreement to commence would pass between the interacting pairs with no duration whatsoever. The so-called future from which advanced waves seem to appear may be nothing other than a different part of the present. And it is thinkable that the counterintuitive nature of time reversal comes about through a misconception of time. In fact, there is no pre-existing future with time running through it, flowing towards or away from the present, just a multitude of active parallel processes with responses and stimuli simultaneously heading for each other at the culmination of literally timeless journeys across now space, forming the moment of occurrence.
Okay, you're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. And that was by Anthony Moore and Horgruppe Therapeutische Cologne from a very limited edition double LP. And that was the longest track on it, on one of the LPs. It's a double LP. That's called Sphene. Ore talks, murmurings from below the surface. And stepping into the lift this morning, a neighbour got in at the fifth floor and rang the bell on my bike. He was wearing a Mr. Happy t-shirt and laughed a lot. Apparently ringing a bell results in an angel gaining wings, he informed me. By coincidence, this next track is from Dans le Labyrinthe, or Labyrinthe, by The Bells Angels and Etienne Bonhomme. Wavelength repeats at 3 p.m. on Monday, not 3 a.m. This was apparently a slip of the mind. Thank you for listening.
On play, select track 829, 392, 765, 1264, 49, 307, 491, 539. Stop. Via loom. Play. 689, 958, 390, 566, 835, 032. Stop. Select track. Play. 5003, 587, 0325, 78. Via loom. Stop. Select track. Play. 589, 38. 894, 850, 239, 935, volume 8192, 38, 94, volume 758, 592, 45, 0288,
0288, 899, 38, 894, 845, 0288, 08, 4198, 545, 0288, 08, 4198, 745, stop, select, play, minus 0, le son,
une odeur de plastique, doit y avoir beaucoup de plastique. Et je vous écoute. J'ai besoin visuellement que vous me disiez des choses.
Finalement, je ne vois rien d'autre. Je ressens une grande absorption du son, absorbé, là, et il n'y a pas beaucoup d'écho. On sent qu'au sol, il y a de la réverbération, mais sur les murs, c'est absorbé. C'est tout ce que je peux définir au niveau de l'environnement, maintenant.
La pièce n'est pas grande.
C'est une carte. Toundra.
C'est comme un peu une liste de tous les petits copains, les petites copines. Qui est avec qui? Comme le parcours d'une personne qui serait allée avec un tel, soit au niveau professionnel, soit au niveau personnel. Au début, on ne sait pas trop regarder. À quoi ça correspond?
C'est une carte.
C'est une jeune fille qui écrit Elizabeth White.
Et ici, qu'est-ce qu'on a voulu faire?
Un chronicien à la carte avec des fonds de l'époque, ça perd du goût.
On peut toucher? Non, non. Pas légèrement. J'ai besoin de sentir la vibration de la musique. Tous ces textes ont une place précise dans le bâtiment.
La campagne, le soir, à 2h du matin, des bruits nocturnes.
Il y a 50 heures qui passent, mais peut-être que vous avez dit.
Elle s'est arrêtée.
l'hiver, il aura marre.
Parce que Gouton est fatigué. Il a envie de dormir. Il s'est dissous. Tout ce qu'on ressasse dans sa tête, les visions, les choses, les mots. Juste avant qu'on ferme les yeux. C'est des images de toute une vie. Une pensée. Ça donne envie de dormir. Je vais m'asseoir, d'ailleurs, sur cette chaise. C'est vrai que les images sont assez floues. Mais je vois quand même des choses qui défilent. Ce que je retiens, c'est
croyez,
plutôt des images. Et plutôt des images qui défilent. On comprend pas ce qu'elle dit. Et puis hop, il y a une autre pensée qui arrive. Comme quand on s'endort sur la route. Et qu'on voit les phares des voitures qui passent, qui se projettent au plafond. C'est une vraie maison.
Ah oui,
c'est vrai que les qualités de l'image, la netteté, le flou de l'image, tout ça.
On comprend pas ce qu'elle dit.
Et le fait qu'elle passe comme ça devant nous, ça nous donne le rythme de voir des images défiler. Ça nous donne envie de dormir.
Most fabulous art radio station.
This program has been brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you liked what you heard and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.